guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's talk about being a boss girl during hard times, because we are upon some hard times with coronavirus, quarantine, business shutdowns. But there are some inspirational bright lights out there. And today I'm going to interview a lovely lady, Lori Ward, who is an esthetician and all the way from Idaho. And she became an esthetician at the age of 42, has only been in business for 3 years, and is not letting anything tough get her down. So I love her for her spunky attitude and the innovative things she's doing in her practice. They apply to all of us in aesthetics, in med spas, as injectors, boss girls, everywhere for every businesswoman. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you so much, Dr. K.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. So where are you from?
I was born and raised in Rexburg, Idaho, and I moved away for 10 years, but we've been here ever since. I'm a mother of two boys and two girls. My oldest is 25 and my youngest is 14. So that's been a wild ride. And in between all of that, I decided to go back to school with my daughter, Riley. When she graduated from high school, it was always her dream to go to aesthetic school. And I had never planned on doing that in my life, but I had always taken care of myself, exercised, good nutrition, taking care of my skin. And my husband kind of planted the idea in my head about 2 weeks before she started school. And he said, why don't you just go? You like it. I think you would do good at it. Mm-hmm. And I never thought of that myself. And so I literally the next day enrolled, and 2 weeks later was driving to school every day with my daughter. And it was the best experience. It was so much fun. And I was the oldest woman there. And I just, you know, at first I was a little embarrassed, but then I thought, you know, I think that there is value in age and wisdom and the things, the life experiences that I have learned and the trials and errors. And
yes,
I saw it as an advantage because people would look at me and trust me because I was older.
It's true.
They trusted me because just of the age, and they thought that I knew what I was talking about. And
it's true in every field. I think when you're 20, 25, 30, like you're wet behind the ears still.
Yes. And I still was, but it drove me to really be the best and to just throw my heart and soul into it. Then when we graduated, I had really wanted to work in a med spa that was about 15 miles away, but that didn't work out. They weren't hiring. So I got to decide what to do, and I had two choices. I could just wait, or I could just do my own thing. And I decided to do my own thing, and there was no one that was going to bail me out. I had asked my husband for money. I was like, honey, I really want to know more about acne. I really want to just research and do more. And can you fund me? And he's like, no, I'm sorry. I can't. I have nothing. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me. Was a hard no.
Because you had to choose.
I did. And the fire was underneath me. No one was going to rescue me. No one was going to save me. And I thought, I got to go. I got to make this work. And it just started with one person. I started helping my mom. And then I just started helping more people. And I started experimenting with acne and really getting my protocols down and understanding skin a lot better. And then it just kind of boomed. We started in a little, my husband's office, actually, which is where I'm sitting right now. We started in my husband's office. I kicked him out and I remodeled it. And we got certified by the state to run an in-home clinic. And then we grew out of that. And then last year, in fact, it was April 2019, a year ago, we moved our business to our storefront on Main Street. And it has been a wild and crazy ride after that. It's just, but I'm so grateful, especially for people in the industry like you that I can look up to, because I don't know everything. I've never done this before. And there's been a lot of trial and error.
This is a really scary time for people out there who are in aesthetics and who are estheticians or injectors who are trying to, especially if you are just starting out, it's a scary time for business to shut down 100%, because we are the providers that are in people's faces. And estheticians right now cannot be doing hopefully they're not doing esthetician treatments because there's too much risk of exposure to yourself and your staff. So what are some things that you've done to just kind of turn on a dime and change your business around right now?
Well, you know, it's crazy, but 2 years ago, we started implementing virtual consults. And the reason why I started doing that is because I knew that there was power in the internet and yes. social media. And I realized, you know, I want to have a broader reach besides the amazing people in my town. We're a town of about 35,000 people, and I wanted to really stretch my reach, and I wanted to help as many people as possible because I kept getting messages, hey, I live in Alaska, or hey, I live in Arizona. There's no one here that does what you do. Can you help me? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I gotta figure this out. And so we spent a lot of time and just a lot of tech, just figuring out the best way to do it virtually. And we implemented that 2 years ago. And when all of this started happening,
awesome.
I was so grateful. It's like, how did I know? And there's a lot of estheticians out there, a lot of people in the industry that are so used to being in the treatment room that it's very difficult for them to transition over into a virtual treatment mm-hmm. room. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel for them, and we're trying to help them. Like, we just...
Well, what are your tips for that? Like, if you're starting out, what video, you know, intercourse are you using? Are you using Doxy? Are you using Skype or FaceTime?
You know, we do. So what I do with my clients is we do a lot of Zoom.
Yes,
we do a Zoom. We also send them documents beforehand. Like
through
a whole
Zoom
consult.
Or through?
Through email.
Oh, through email, yeah.
So through email, we use electronic forms. I have them take pictures of their skin up close because when you're talking face-to-face like this through electronic, like Zoom or whatever you're using, it is very difficult to see mm-hmm. their actual skin.
Yeah.
And so we rely on pictures. We rely on their feedback of their own skin.
That's quite helpful, actually, because you can even ask for pictures of what bottles of products you're using and things that they forget to tell you.
It's so true. And we really rely, instead of on our hands, using hands as feedback and touch, we rely on what they're telling us, verbal cues, like the texture of their skin. And so that really helps us to diagnose what type of acne they have. And then following up is really important with our clients and making sure that we get the right regimen for them. So I know it's possible. It's so possible. But the thing is, and it hurts me so much to see my friends just literally stop mm-hmm. when all they have to do is pivot. They yes. don't have to pause. You pivot and you really can bend things, like just stretch what you know and step outside of your comfort zone, because mm-hmm. there is a way to continue to do business, continue to help clients, even in this type of atmosphere where we're not able to actually meet in the same room with a client.
Exactly. I love that idea that you have to learn how to pivot, because you definitely do. We've learned that in our office, and I'm doing virtual consults as well, and skincare online, and podcasting, and all the things. Like, you have to have multiple arms of business going, and I feel for the people that have just sunk all their eggs in one basket. But it's a good wake-up call, because I think this reminds us that we actually need to diversify our businesses a little bit.
Absolutely. And it's not a bad thing. It's actually building into your business skills, because the world literally went virtual overnight. And it's such a good skill to build into your practice, because when this is all done, and it will end, you will not only have continued and sustained your business, but you've built and you've
another
added
layer.
More skills, mm-hmm. another layer. And so you're going to be twice as strong when this is all done. You've really worked on that skill of connecting with your followers through your social media. Mm-hmm. Now is not the time to hold back. It really is time to lean into it and to show up consistently every day. Because if you don't, it's just a disservice to your future clients, your followers, and people who really need you.
I would totally agree. I think Instagram kind of brought me into the virtual world. And as soon as you hit Instagram, you do realize the power of social media. And I think you're right. Like, we are going to come out of this stronger with actually a for larger reach if people play their cards right. So if we had to give like 3 to 5 business tips for our people out there that follow you and follow me, the estheticians and the injectors of the world, I would say number one is make sure you tank up your Instagram content. And number two, I'd probably say definitely do virtual consults and think about what packages you can offer people while you're not able to open the door. Like virtually, what can you get people, right?
Yes.
Skincare or pre-sales, gift cards, promotions. Have you thought of any really great promotional things to do in your office?
You know, something that we're actually doing tonight, I'm so glad you asked, is we're doing a virtual spa night. And I've seen a lot of other girls doing this, and you just add a twist of fun spin to it. But what we did is we had acne kits that had 3 masks in it and a brush and a really cute bag. And we had 10 of those. We only had 10 on hand. And so what we did is we invited everyone who purchased that kit. We're giving them a Zoom link. And I also sent a pink drink. I sent my favorite jalapeno popcorn.
Oh,
And we're
yeah. I want
I
one.
know it's so good. And then we also we're having them download an app to play a game that connects every single person to the same game. So
Oh,
we're all going to
cool.
log in together, play a game. I invited my mom, my sister, my employees to join. So we'll probably have about 15, 20 people in this virtual spa night. And I enjoy that. It lets me see their beautiful face. It's
Yeah.
fun. And it just, and I really think that in the future, this is going to stay. Like, people are still going to want that, a virtual spa night, because I did not see that a month ago. People weren't doing that a month ago. But
Virtual cocktail parties, birthday parties.
yes,
Yes, that's interesting.
yes.
I like the idea of the game. What game is that?
It's called Psych. And
Psych. Okay.
my family just played it, and you download the program or
Wait,
the
how do
app.
you spell that?
Ooh,
PSYCH?
Psyche.
PSYCK. Okay,
It's
I'll check it out.
free, and everyone downloads it, and there's a host, and you can choose, like, is it a family or a group of people that have never met before? So I'm really excited. We're gonna do that tonight.
That's so fun. What are the other things that you're doing in your business that you think are innovative, and different from what other esthetician practices are doing out there?
Well, I think something that's a little different for us is I saw a need for other people to learn how to do virtual consults. And so I put together a really quick kind of a mini course of a virtual consultation program and what it looks like. And so I just was like, hey guys, I created this. There's a video, downloads all the things that you need to do so that you can do it in less than an hour after watching this mini course. And I had so many estheticians purchase that. They're learning how to do it. One thing that I've done is I've taken everything that I've learned from start to today with social media and my business, and I created an online course. And
That's good.
I think that's what makes it makes what we do a little bit different is I'm sharing it with other people how I did it, because I believe that there is enough for everybody
I do
and that
too. And so many
there's.
people don't believe that. It's always so crazy to me that people are so protective and hide their secrets and they're
I know.
as if they're going to conquer everything if they don't tell.
And I think that it's not just in the skincare industry, but kind of a philosophy in general is, you know, scarcity mindset when there's so much abundance and there's so many people that can benefit from your knowledge. And so that's where we spent a lot of time last year, was creating online courses. And I love it. It's so much fun. And
It's a
it's,
lot
I
of
think it's
work. It's actually a lot of work. You make
because,
it look deceptively easy.
oh, it is not easy. It takes so much time and it's tech work, but I want to make it easy for people who are watching it so that they can grow. I want to make
That
that part easy.
Definitely. Definitely. I think that's interesting to add those different business models to your practice. Okay, so we talked about business. Tell us some ideas for what you think people can do at home for facials while they're sheltering in place. Some DIY.
Well, I'm sure that Pinterest is just blowing up right now. But I think what people can do at home is to take a look at what they already have. I'm sure that someone's already got an exfoliator. Somebody's got a favorite mask that they've only used once. You can get on a FaceTime call with a friend or a sister, make it fun, and just pull out the things that you have. You can. One thing I would suggest is always good when you're doing fun at home treatments is just make sure that you get a really good double cleanse. Always double cleanse because if we don't get the dirt off and the makeup off, nothing else that we do is really going to work, right? It can't get into the skin. So make sure that you double cleanse. And then if you've got a fun steamer at home, put yourself underneath the steamer for 10 minutes. You can do your favorite mask, use your exfoliator, get your favorite hydrator out, watch a movie while you're doing it. Like you could even experiment with some fun Pinterest things that you've never dabbled into before, like things with honey. Like now's a fun time to try it, right?
Try
Now's
whatever's in your cupboard, basically.
I've never preached to go into the pantry and make your own concoctions, but hey, maybe this is a fun time to try
It's a good time to actually get some really regimented, like great quality physician strength or esthetician strength skincare because you do have a little bit of extra time in your day. And I think even the act of just lymphatic massage and stroking and massaging products into your skin better than you normally just throw them on, it makes a big difference.
Yes. Yes. Lymphatic drainage is really big, really big. And I sometimes get a little lazy when I'm doing my skincare at night, but I would definitely say to add that into a home treatment that you're doing. Just slow down. There's lots of YouTube videos that you can find on lymphatic drainage just with your hands. Just there's so many great things. This is a good time to just explore and see what's out there and try it yourself at home. You've got the time.
You've got the time. What do you do for good nutrition and skin? Any tips as far as like, okay, if someone's having acne, I think a lot of people don't really realize the acne and skin diet nutrition link. So what are the foods to avoid for acne breakouts?
You know, what we tell our clients, and we do a gut consult with them, and it's so important that we really focus on that because the gut, the skin, and the brain are all connected. And what we have noticed with our clients is that when they give up dairy, when they give up sugar, which is a hard one, when they, let's see, giving up
Gluten.
those,
I think gluten's another big
oh,
one.
gluten is too. And when they start, like, we really encourage clients and followers to take juicing seriously, like, really. Like, we're a big promoter of celery juice. I know not everyone is into that, but we've just found that it cleanses the liver. And, like, if they do that 30 minutes before breakfast on an empty stomach, about 16 ounces straight celery juice, it helps to cleanse, detox. That's a big one. Also, stress. Stress is huge on our clients. And they're like, why am I breaking out and what's going on with me? And I'll say, well, are you a student? Is this testing time? Do you have finals? Like, yes. And I'm not sleeping. I'm staying up late. I'm watching, or I'm studying, trying to get my homework done and turn in finals. And it's all correlated. Stress, like mental and emotional health is huge for our clients. Like it's all, we're all tied together. It's all linked. Skin is not on its own, it's an organ. Just
That's
like,
true. I think students touch their face so much too. Like when you're stressed and you're thinking, your hands are always on your face. That's another huge one. And your cell
yes.
phone should not be on your face. Well, it's a stressful time, and we're watching Netflix too much and staying up late and eating comfort foods, which is all the sugar and flour and gluten and things that we shouldn't be eating. So I know that we do have patients out there who need our help. Can you tell us then, just in wrapping things up, what advice you might have for people who are in our industry who are just so stressed and have no idea what to do next? Like, sometimes stress hits you so hard that you have inaction and you can't even do anything.
Yes, and this is when the like you've got to take care of yourself. You have to put yourself first. You have to get good sleep. And what I would tell my friends in the industry is to continue to stay on a regimen, like get up, exercise, get your water, eat the best that you can, get out for a walk. Don't stop those things that make you feel good, and don't give up hope. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing time. And I really, truly believe this with all my heart and soul, is that there's so much opportunity right now. And all we have to do is to calm ourselves down with breathing, affirmations, meditations. Calm yourself down, take a couple minutes, and then just think of all the things that you can do. Yes. It doesn't do any good to think of, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, but look at life through a lens of what can I do? What opportunities are there? Because once you start looking for them, they will appear. And sometimes you have to walk in like 3 feet into the dark before a light comes on. Like, we've mm-hmm. all gone in those bathrooms where it's motion sensor, motion trigger.
Yeah.
You literally have to walk into a dark bathroom about 3 to 4 feet before a light will come on. And that's what we have to do. Each one of us has to literally walk into the dark. That means I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going to take one step forward, one step forward, one step forward, and the light will come on and you will know what to do. Every person has the answers inside. It's there. They will know what to do. They just have to trust themselves. And sometimes we have to tune out everyone else. What? Because we get overwhelmed seeing what everyone else is doing.
And that's really true. That is really true. And social media makes you more paralyzed a lot of times.
It does. And we compare ourselves to how well we think someone else is doing. But tune it out, focus on yourself, and the answers will come. Really, there's a lot of personal empowerment. It's there. All mm-hmm. we have to do is just one step forward and having faith that there is still opportunity. I really do believe that. You just have to look for it.
Yeah, we have to put on our big girl pants. It's time. We really do. Like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to sit on the sofa and Netflix for a while. And then you have to slap yourself and just be like, get up and we got to do something. Because we have to plan for the future. And you really have to have the mindset of, this is an incredible rest period to reset ourselves and recurate our lives and cultivate this time and decide what our goals are going to be going forward, and then just kind of knock it out of the park. Just really focus. Yeah. And it's easy to, like, I'm having bouts of every other day I feel a little bit like, oh, overwhelm. And then I'm like, I got this. And then the next day it's all very up and down. So give yourself space to have that, but you can do it. We can do it.
And knowing that that is okay. Mm-hmm. It's normal. It's so normal to have a day where you just cry and then the next day you're on fire. Like, just know it's okay.
It's totally okay.
It's not a bad thing.
Our children think we're insane, but it's okay.
What is wrong with mom today?
Well, it's so fun to chat with you. I just want to just tell you, I think you're awesome. I love your positive vibes and I wish you all the best success. You have to come visit me out here in LA one of these days.
I will. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You're amazing. Thank you.
My pleasure. You guys, where can Lori, where can people find you on Instagram?
They can find us at LW Skincare, and you can also get on the internet. We've got a blog all about health and nutrition and acne and all the things. That's where we're most active, is on Instagram and on the website.
There you have it, you guys. So this is your positive message for coronavirus. Coronavirus can just shove it. We are going to put our big girl pants on, and the time will tell. Those of us that really dig in and make an effort to better ourselves, we're going to come out above, and as you said, busier and better. And we're going to help all of you girls out there get that. Love you guys so much. Thanks so much for tuning in. And you can find me here on Tuesdays doing a longer podcast, and on Fridays I do a 5-minute Friday. And don't forget to find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, doing amazing things with people's faces. And check out my skincare line, Katie Skincare. It is awesome. I'll have to send you some, Lori. All physician strength products and really amazing. So check that out at our website, www.beautybydrkay.com. That's it for now, girls. Those of you who rank, rate, and review the podcast, I'll be happy to have you email a screenshot of your review to info@beautybydrk, and we'll send you a really nice deluxe size sample of one of our products. Bye for now, everyone. Hang in there. We've got this. Love you. Stay beautiful.